Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Alex on the ground in Hardin, Montana, where they've recently launched a privatized foreign mercenary service at a local prison there. And again, the guy they put at the head of it, multiple felon, 17 plus aliases, over $1 million in lost civil suits. And he's calling himself Michael Hilton. But he has many, many aliases, and we are trying to find out who are his boss. Becky Shea, who is doing PR for them, refusing to discuss who the parent company is. But with your vigilant efforts, our listeners out there, I'm sure we will get the truth soon enough. Joining me now is really a legend, somebody I've been following for years and years and years, somebody I followed even before Alex Jones. I came across him talking about his initial publication, The War Conspiracy. I believe that was back in 1972. He's an author, he's a poet, and in my mind, he's a genius. Peter Dale Scott, how are you today, sir?
I'm very happy to be here. You and your fine new studio.
Well, thank you very much. Why don't you just give people that don't know who you are, who are not familiar with you, you know, what your background is, what your work has been. I mean, you've done so much. You've done work on, you know, RFK, JFK, MLK assassinations, extensive work on the continuity of government programs, extensive work into deep politics in 9/11, just a huge body of work.
Yes, well, actually, all this time until I retired, I was a professor of English, so the question is, why would I get into these other fields? The answer is that before that, I'm a Canadian, and I was a diplomat for the Canadian government, and I had just enough exposure to Indochina in the 1950s to be a very early advocate that America should not make the mistake of the French and go into Vietnam. And then in researching what was wrong, the reasons why we shouldn't go into Vietnam, I became aware of Kennedy's decision to pull troops out, which was made in October of 63 and then reversed the weekend that he was killed by incoming President Johnson. And so that got me inevitably interested in the Kennedy assassination. And from all of that, I've just, you know, for those of you who are old enough to remember the 60s, it was a terrible decade because Bobby Kennedy was killed, Martin Luther King was killed, there were some other minor assassinations too. And at the time, used to talk about that my specialty was researching parapolitics. And now I usually use the term deep politics, which seems to have taken a term which will outlast me. I think people will continue to talk about it. And I have a book by that title. So that is, and I've continued to study it because I have my conviction that if you study all of these suppressed events, you find certain elements in common. By knowing more about the Kennedy assassination, it prepares you in a way to be able to study 9/11. And I know that's an odd idea, but I have a book that's the reissue of The War Conspiracy lays out the case for saying that those two events have something in common.
Is that back in publication?
Because yeah, there's a new edition. It's not the old book. It's because this one actually talks about 9/11 and so on.
Oh, wow.
Last year.
Wow.
And if you Google for me, you'll get my website, and then from there you'll see how to get the revised War Conspiracy.
Wow, just a great interview coming up for you folks that are not familiar with Peter Dale Scott. Let me tell you, that was 1972. To put out a revised edition 36 plus years later is just excellent in my mind. I can't wait to check it out. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Obama administration. We're going to talk about the wars in the Middle East. This is the Alex Jones Show. He'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cowbin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cowbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cowbin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cowbin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm joined by Peter Dale Scott in studio. Real treat for me. And during the break, we were just discussing this Michael Hilton character. And you were just discussing how you looked into the crest and how this was the crest of Montenegro.
Well, actually, Serbia.
Serbia.
Can the camera pick this up?
Absolutely.
This coat of arms was the coat of arms of the Obrenović family, who were the rulers, the kings of Serbia, down until 1903, when the last one was, I think, assassinated, and then you got the Karađorđevićs, who were the kings up until World War II. The only surviving line of that family are the people who call themselves the Princes of Montenegro. And Michael Hilton was really Michael Djokovic, is apparently from Montenegro. So for some reason, that's an imperial double eagle, a sign of empire. And here is a king, crown is a sign of monarchy. What's that doing on the side of a police car in Hardin, Montana?
Which isn't really a police car. I mean, they're saying they're American police force. Well, they're not American. Right. They're not a police force.
Right.
And the guy heading this up is a multiple felon with over... Now, yesterday it was a dozen aliases. Now they're reporting 17 aliases plus. Did you ever see this coming in our country? Did you ever think we'd be at a time where prisons are set up, they're going to be run by foreign mercenaries, and they're going to be training foreign troops? It's nightmarish.
And foreigners arresting Americans in America. And also the part of it that really scares me is the outsourcing of the job of spying on Americans. That's now being handled by private companies. I did an article about this recently. Science Applications and SAIC, they are composed of veterans of intelligence, but they're a private corporation with a contract to various departments of the U.S. government. And they've been assigned the job of correlating the job of spying on Americans. So there are these special stations set up all over America where members of Army counterintelligence sit in the same office with members of SAIC, private people spying on us. I went all through the Vietnam War, and I knew my phone was tapped, and I knew that my mail was, odd things happened to my mail. And it didn't particularly bother me because I like this country. I'm not even an American. I'm a Canadian, but I like America. And I sort of wanted them to know what I was doing because I was not planning to put bombs anywhere, and I would prefer that they knew that. But I'm very uncomfortable that the job of watching me is now being handed out to private corporations because they really have, you know, they have a profit motive. One of the things that went wrong in Iraq, this same company, SAIC, was given the job of finding out whether there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq or not, and it was big business for them to report, yes, there is, because that meant more contracts and more money. And, of course, this was one of the biggest intelligence fiascos of the last, 50 years, probably, because we waged a whole war on the pretext of the weapons of mass destruction, which absolutely weren't there when they went to look for them. So the Bush administration set up a committee to find out what went wrong, and they put all the SAIC people on the committee. So obviously they were unable to find, or they failed to report that SAIC had been a big part of the problem. That's what's wrong with privatizing intelligence, because a profit motive is going to skew the intelligence. And the same thing with privatizing security. I don't know who was really responsible for stirring up trouble in Pittsburgh. I mean, time after time after time, you have peaceful protests, which are then broken up in a violent way by the people whose nominal job is to prevent violence. But they have a stake as private corporations in prolonging the violence that they're supposed to be stopping.
Well, we're talking about even the LRAD weapons that they used at this thing, the long-range acoustical devices. We find out today, the Washington Times, DHS helps local police nationwide buy military-style sonic devices. This is huge business for the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about on his exit from the presidency. This is them really coming into fruition. And you talked about private security firms spying on the American people. We know through the lawsuit Hepting versus AT&T that AT&T and other companies had secret rooms where they split off all the information. Everything that went through a data cable, everything that went through your cell phone was then hardlined into a database. Now, I'm not saying that that's all tracked through human eyes, but it is sent through systems like Carnivore and Promise, and they look for key words, key phrases. In essence, they're spying on the American people 24/7.
And I wonder if anyone has really thought through the consequences. What happened in Pittsburgh is really very, very disturbing, because it's like serving notice to the American people that the age of peaceful protest is over. If you go to a peaceful demonstration, you risk losing your hearing from this LRAD, which is a monster. I mean, you know, in 1984, Orwell didn't have the imagination to foresee some of the things that we now have in place here. And, I have very mainstream friends who are people who never protested in their lives but are extremely upset that this kind of, as you say, it's big business. Mm-hmm. And if people can't protest peacefully, Well, I don't want to advise them what to do, but I would personally prefer that people protested peacefully.
Absolutely.
Than be driven to other forms of protest, because peaceful protest is now past history in this country.
Yeah, and I went down. I actually covered on the ground the Pittsburgh G20. I was there. They locked down all of downtown Pittsburgh. It was absolutely impossible to get there. They had Humvees with military forces. The National Guard came in. Mm-hmm. It was a $19 million project. I had covered every single one of the quote-unquote protests or out-of-control riots, and I had not seen the force that they used, just the amount of force ever, what they used on Friday night after the G20. You know, it was less than, I don't know if you've seen the videos yet, but there were less than 200 peaceful protesters in Schenley Plaza.
Right.
Okay.
I have seen some of them.
Yeah.
All the ones I've seen, the camera ends up sort of going crazy and photographing this.
Because you're running.
Running over their lives.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. You don't want a rubber bullet in the eye. You lose your hearing. You know, people are getting hit with tear gas canisters and LRAD weapons. And I was threatened with arrest several times. I was grabbed by one of the riot police. I'm the only person there. Literally, the protesters are a couple hundred feet away from me. And all I'm doing is filming the line of military police that are out there, and it's just unbelievable. You can't be here. I get charged by one. I get grabbed by another. They reach for the plastic cuffs. And then Rob Dew, who you've been talking with all morning, he was actually detained. Now they
showed them the press pass, and they said no, and detained them anyway.
And when we were calling to try to get these guys out, they said, no, there's a different process for protesters. Now, this is the first time in this country that they detained over 100 peaceful protesters, took their digital fingerprints, and didn't charge them with anything. It used to be in this country, you had to be charged with the crime, they would take your fingerprints, but if you were found innocent of that crime, you got that information back. These people weren't charged with anything.
Right.
It's unbelievable. They're obviously databasing the dissidents, you know, to try to quelch us from using our free speech. Like you said.
It's a deterrence thing. They want to say to people, you go out and be part of a peaceful protest, and you don't know what's going to happen to you, so stay away. And that's... and I just don't see any opposition to it, and I didn't see, you know, the mainstream media are writing themselves into the history books by their refusal to face these big new issues that are coming up in this country.
Absolutely. And you've been one who was very critical of the Bush administration. You've gone beyond the left and right paradigm. You know that this is, you know, one control group, one establishment. So you've been pretty critical of the Obama administration as well. I want to get into how they really advanced the program, how they've advanced continuity of government, how they've advanced, you know, presidential privileges, and how, you know, this is... And these are executive orders. This is not a government for and by the people anymore. We really don't have the system of checks and balances that this country was found on. That's why we have the three different branches of government. That's why, you know, Congress is supposed to have oversight. We don't see that anymore in this country.
Right. I think there's a crucial issue, which is I hope everybody in listening to this program knows that for 20 years, Rumsfeld and Cheney were planning something called continuity of government measures. Originally, this was a quite legitimate activity. What happens if there's an atomic attack and Washington is hit by a nuclear weapon and we are decapitated, we don't have a government anymore? But Cheney and Rumsfeld changed it so it was planning to deal with any emergency, and they got an executive order passed under Reagan, which redefined the purpose of COG, was to deal with any emergency. And the amazing thing is these two people went on planning for, in effect, the suspension of the American Constitution, that's what it's been called, when neither of them were in the government.
But they were in the continuity of government. You know.
They were in this special thing that was set up under Reagan back in 1981 by a secret order. And there's a biography of Rumsfeld that suggests that Clinton didn't even know what was going on. And the people who were planning it, originally they were Democrats and Republicans, but in the 90s they were all Republicans
Hold that thought. We're going to be back right after this. I do cover a lot of this in my film Fabled Enemies, the revamping of the continuity of government or shadow government program. Please check it out. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. We'll be back with Kierdale Scott after this.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
As we've been driving on the wine spread much too long, Freebell.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Joining us in studio for PrisonPlanet.tv members is Peter Dale Scott. And we were just talking about this continuity of government program, which is the shadow government. Tell us how this integrates into the new Obama administration.
Continuity of government, COG, is a concept that every American should know about because it is a plan for, it's supposed to be, temporary suspension of the Constitution. And as I wrote in my book, The Road to 9/11, it was instituted for the first time on the morning, before 10 o'clock, on the morning of September the 11th, 2001, in response to these attacks. Now, that might have been an understandable response to an attack which they still didn't know the limits of, but that was codified into the declaration of a state of emergency on 3 days later, on September the 14th. And there is a law which says that these things have to be renewed. And so Bush renewed it as late as the fall of 2008. And then I and another, Dan Hamburg, a former congressman, we started a campaign that Obama should end this once and for all, and he had let us down. He renewed it just this last month. He's renewed it again. And this is a plan, we don't even know what it means. Congressman DeFazio, back in 2007, when he saw that Bush had he was on the Homeland Security Committee, and he saw that there were certain secret orders, and he was on the oversight subcommittee that should have seen those orders, so he asked to see them. He was told that he didn't have the clearance to see them, because COG has its own clearances. This is why I think the report, there are certain things, the 9/11 report, certain things it just can't talk about. They can't find the certain orders because they were done at a higher level of clearance than they had to in order to write the report. Well, his whole committee wasn't able to see them, but there's another part of the law, and I feel like a voice in the wilderness here because nobody's picked up on this, but it's right there in the law that if a state of emergency is declared, Congress must review it within 6 months and either ratify the state of emergency or close it down. So, as I say, this ex-Congressman Dan Hamburg and I said, well, Congress, you've had 8 years now and you're supposed to do it in 6 months. So, for heaven's sakes, do it. And we tried to mobilize a campaign to get everyone to write to their congressman. And one congressman wrote back and said, well, that provision of the law is no longer operative because it has been overridden by, guess what, continuity of government. Well, this is the whole issue of, as you said, three branches of government and checks and balances. If a small group of people, two of whom are not even in the government, can set up a new set of rules which are brought in under the shadow of this attack on September the 11th, and Congress is told that they can't review it when the law says that they must review it, we have a disturbing situation. And when nobody in the media, I say there's the mainstream media, now we have the mainstream internet too, and then we have people like you and me. The mainstream internet has not picked up on this, but this whole thing should be looked at, and Congress should, first of all, should find out what secret rules are being put in. I mean, somebody in Congress should have the right to do that. We have an intelligence committee that can look at what the CIA is doing. I would have thought that Homeland Security would be the people who could see what are the secret rules to deal with Homeland Security. This is, I think, a kind of line in the sand whether we're going to go on having a tripartite constitutional frame of government or not.
Well, unfortunately, the dumbed-down public thinks that the shadow government is nothing more than something you would see in a James Bond movie. They don't even know that it exists, Mr. Scott. And, I mean, that's just the reality.
I think they see more and more they did. What happened in Pittsburgh, for example? That's not the American way of doing things, you know. You have a small group of peaceful protesters, and these companies have these brand new weapons they want to try out, and members of the press getting arrested. I can't say arrested, detained. He was not booked, right?
Yeah, not booked at all.
Just detained. so that they can see that things are changing.
Absolutely. All right, final segment coming up with Peter Dale Scott, one of the great minds of our time, folks. I can guarantee that his work will go down in history, author of The War Conspiracy and much more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting here with Peter Dale Scott. He's going to remain with us for a few more moments, and then we're going to start taking your calls. Going over some of the mainstream news here that, again, foreign mercenary forces are in the United States under the guise of American police force. It's not American. It's not a police force. But we were just talking a little bit about COG and how that kind of intertwines into this government drug dealing, and we talked about Iran-Contra over the break. Why don't you tell people, you know, about Oliver North's revelations about continuity of government during Iran-Contra?
Right. You know, almost all that we know about continuity of government is actually goes back to the era when Congress, there was a congressional committee on Iran-Contra and Oliver North was a witness. And a very good journalist, Alonzo Chardy, wrote for the Miami
Herald?
Yes, for the Miami Herald, an article where he described it in some detail as a plan for the suspension of the Constitution. And Congressman Jack Brooks from Texas was on the committee, and he asked Oliver North on camera, on television, is it true that you have been working on plans to suspend the American Constitution? And the most amazing thing happened. The chairman of the committee, who was a Democrat, Senator Inouye, banged his gavel and said, oh, we can't go into that in an open session. We have to go into that in a secret session, thereby telling us all, in effect, that there was something there that was so sensitive that the American people couldn't hear about it. And it was amazing that the New York Times had printed every word of the hearings, and they printed that exchange. But they did a news story about what happened that day and didn't mention the idea that Oliver North was doing something about suspending the American Constitution was not in the news story or any other mainstream media news story. That's where I really became, for the first time, aware of the increasing gap between what's going on at a deeper level. I call Iran-Contra a deep event, the Kennedy assassination a deep event, 9/11 a deep event. So we're just getting used to the fact that every now and then something happens that we're not going to get to the bottom of. And what we have to be aware of is that cumulatively, these deep events are doing more to shape where the country is going than all the public debate that goes on in Congress. And that's particularly true of 9/11. We still haven't got to the bottom of it. Even the chairman of it had admitted that they didn't get proper information from the CIA. Louis Freeh, who was head of the FBI at the time, has said that is perfectly understandable that people would want a new investigation. And yet, we're not going to get a new investigation because it's a deep event. But the most important constitutional event of this century to date has been the passing of COG on the morning of September the 11th, 2001. And it's barely reported anywhere. The 9/11 report says, yes, it happened, but we decided not to look into COG. They admit in their report that it did happen and that they didn't investigate it.
It is shocking. Some other things that they've said, you know, Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene did a book, Without Precedent, where they admitted that, you know, NORAD and the FAA just lied to them, and they said it was so far from the truth, we don't know why they said what they did. I was actually one of the first people to get the NORAD tapes, which had been vetted, but, you know, the first person to go through 30-plus hours of audio over, I think it was 21 separate channels. And you listen to these things, and they're talking about drills going on. In fact, you know, in the movie Fabled Enemies, I go over it. They had to call into Cheyenne Mountain 20 minutes after Flight 93 had been downed and ask them to take the inputs out of their screens, out of radar, because they were getting even more hijackings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, you know, and I play the audio for you with them frantically calling into Cheyenne Mountain, telling them to take the inputs off. And publicly, we know they were following Delta 1989, which supposedly had a bomb on board. They were following a Korean Airlines plane out of Alaska coming in.
Oh, I know about that one, because it came down in Canada.
Yes, that's right. It did come down in Canada before it was able to reach.
So, you know, you read over and over and over that not a single plane was brought down. One plane was forced down. It was forced down by the Canadians, who were not clued into whatever was happening.
Well, if you go and you check the FBI's initial, I believe it's Team 8 or Team 7, they've now released some documents where they admit, and they give you the tail numbers of not only the four hijacked planes, but four more that they thought were hijacked on the morning of 9/11. So we are so far from the truth on that very, very deep event, and it does warrant a new investigation. And I'm hoping that the people over at NYC CAN are able to win their Supreme Court decision. Just getting it to the Supreme Court court is almost a victory. And, you know, shining the light in the darkness. And that's what you've been able to do so well. You know, we're going to let you go because we've got an extensive interview to do later on for my upcoming film, Invisible Empire. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jason. It was a great pleasure to actually see you. Just talk to you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. So we're going to go to your calls in just a moment, folks. But I want to thank the final sponsor of the day. You can just get up and go. I'm not going to force you to stay the other 10 minutes. Frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. SIGHT.com. You want to learn how to use your firearm. You want to be trained by the best. You got to go to frontsight.com. They help make this program possible. You know, just great people. You know, if you want to use a firearm in the correct manner. You know, I was going through the news wires today. This is just a side story. I thought it was a great story. But a 5-year-old boy was able to shoot down, in Texas, by the way, out of Houston, an 800-pound alligator. Now, all you people that want to disarm the American public, if this child did not have a firearm, guess what? That 800-pound alligator probably would have eaten him. So there are many reasons to arm yourself. It's our Second Amendment right. And, you know, Peter Dale Scott alluded to it. You know, when peaceful protest is gone in this country, what do we have left? Well, you know, Jack McLam out there will tell you, you know, we got the voting box and we've got the cartridge box. And I really sincerely hope it never comes down to that cartridge box. All right, let's go to your calls. Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Jason. Great show.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, I'm following up on what I was telling you about yesterday. When I called out there to Hardin, I talked to a lady in City Hall. She said there wasn't anybody available from the City Council. But I specifically asked her, and this is one thing I really think needs to be pushed, because, okay, we're investigating who is this Michael Hilton, who's the parent company, all that, and that's all important. But I think the biggest issue, and this is what I asked her about, I said, I understand that this is a detention center. I said, who are they planning on detaining? Who are they going to have, you know, that in for detention? She would not answer my question. And, you know, now they're saying, no, this isn't a Guantanamo-type deal. Well, they're right. It's not. It's for me and you. And if you think about it, you know, I thought it was really strange that Becky Shea actually took Alex inside the facility. You know, why would they do that when this is obviously a FEMA camp? I'll tell you what I believe personally. Number one, okay, try to quell the crowds and their, you know, uproar about this. But I think, secondly, this was a psych job that they were trying to do on Alex, and you can ask him about this, where they're sending him a subtle message saying, Mr. Jones, welcome to what will ultimately be your home.
Well, let's hope that that's not the case, but I do see where you could come to that conclusion. And I thought it was very bizarre that they had that sign about the hostages outside of the premises that we read earlier on the show today. If you saw the local news report, we're going to be playing that in an upcoming segment along with the Pittsburgh video of them just gassing students who are on campus watching from a balcony. Believe it or not, I mean, it's there. We can't deny it. And I sincerely hope you're wrong, but when you have foreign mercenaries coming into this country who are multiple felons about to train other foreign mercenary and military groups, we have to ask these questions. And by the way, again, we have to find out about this Richard Culver fellow. Is he really Michael Hilton's boss? What has he done since he left as a colonel of the U.S. Army? What are his connections? Who owns American police force, which is neither American nor a police force? The hole deepens, the mystery deepens, and we need answers. I thank you for the call, Stephen. As always, let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Glad to hear you again.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know three things. One, I'm getting the word out with the films I have bought. And my podiatrist, he's got four brothers that are doctors. They're getting them out. They've been getting reviews back from him, so that's neat. Secondly of all, I went yesterday to the heart clinic to get my heart checked. And they have a scan there. I wasn't really paying attention. I was half asleep. And the lady there told me to wash my hands with sanitizer, place my right hand on this machine, and it scanned my whole, you know, scanned everything.
Yeah, it's the new way that they take fingerprints and they database you. They did this to Rob Dew. Again, no charges brought against him, a different process for protesters. It's the new digital way to get your biometric information, and they're going to be doing this at your local health clinics, at your checkups, and of course by the police, military, and now these privatized security forces. You know, the control grid is ever encroaching, and it is here. I thank you for the call, Betty. Let's go to Wilson in Florida. Wilson, you're on the line.
Yes, good afternoon, Jason. I'm extremely delighted that you're filling in for Alice, because I love how you mix your intellect and humor at the same time. But I just wanted you to comment on me, because I was actually thinking about joining the National Guard, because I'm a college student. I just moved to Florida, and it's hard for me to for college. I'm thinking about joining the National Guard, but at the same time, I'm a devoted listener and follower of all the news that you guys report. So do you think that's...
I'm kind of conflicted on this. You know, we need good people like yourself in the military, absolutely, and you can only help by being in the military. However, you know, I don't want to put you in a position, and I almost joined the National Guard before I woke up. I'd taken the ASVAB test. I went with my buddy who did join the National Guard, and, you know, he ended up being deployed into Iraq. This is back in, I believe, 99, 2000, and I was much like you. You know, I didn't have a lot of money. I was going to college. I'm like, well, you know, it's a couple months a year and one weekend a month. This is something that I can do. It'll give me discipline. It'll put me in better physical condition. But is it really going to put us in better physical condition when they're mandating that you must take the H1N1 shot if you are indeed in the military, National Guard included? And now, you know, some military personnel had protested taking a mandatory anthrax shot, and that was just shot down. That's about to go to the Supreme Court, and I don't really have a lot of confidence that the Supreme Court is going to uphold, you know, an individual's freedom to say no to something that has, again, formaldehyde in it, squalene, and mercury. So, you know, Wilson, I would say, pick up a crappy part-time job. I know it sucks flipping burgers. I was a pizza guy for almost a decade. Find something else. Do yard work, anything else. Do not join the military, man. I can't encourage people to do it. Again, we need good people in the military, but are you willing to put your health at risk? And, you know, that's a soft kill weapon. They could very well send you overseas, and you could get a bullet through your head in Afghanistan and Iraq. You've got to make the decision for yourself, but I wouldn't recommend it. Thank you so much. Let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, I was just calling basically to see if you guys could send out a message to gun rights activists and people who want to defend our Second Amendment across the country. In California, I don't know if you guys are aware, there's a bill that's on the governor's desk right now. It's called AB 962. It's a mail order ammo ban for the state of California. And there's also another bill in the process that was put into legislation in San Francisco from a senator out there. And his name is Mark Leno.
I got to tell you, I am not aware of that, but those seem like serious and real issues. So if you could get those bill numbers down and just a brief synopsis of what they're all about, links to the subsections that specifically talk about what you just said on air, please send them to rob@infowars.com, articles@infowars.com, and writers@infowars.com, and hopefully we can get them up on the site, and we'll be talking about them next week on the program, or perhaps this weekend. Of course, Alex Jones does his show 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, and then I follow it up with a wrap-up 6 to 9 Central Time, only at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for the call, Matt, and please get that information to us. Ruth in Louisiana. Ruth, you're on the line.
Yes. Getting back to a different subject matter, I would like to know what's Russia's take on us going into Iran.
It seems like it could spark up World War III. I mean, they don't want to see that at all, and I wish that Peter Dale Scott were here to answer that question, as he's, you know, much more involved in these type of politics. However, you know, I can say this. The mainstream media continues to put out the myth that Russia attacked Georgia over a year ago. Russia's this evil giant, Russia's the new enemy, when even the EU, which is a globalist organization, the European Union is basically one of these globalist wet dreams that has occurred, this consolidation of power, this move towards world government, and even their investigation also concludes that South Ossetian irregular forces violated rules of war in attacks on Georgian villages. So what they're saying is, look, Georgia went in, they're the ones that attacked, Russia wasn't going to attack, and how did they do this? They had drills going on the border, they were using Israeli and American forces as well as Blackwater types. They go in, then they blame it on Russia, then we beat the war drums against Russia and how bad they are. So I couldn't tell you, but from what I've seen, their take is if we go into Iran, this could spark World War III. Webster Tarpley talks about this a lot. Maybe we can get him on the program in the coming weeks to discuss it further. Thank you so much, Ruth. Let's go to Nick in New York. Nick, you're on the line.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I just got three simple questions, if you may.
Okay.
One, where is the governor of Montana?
Secondly, that's a good question. I don't think he's weighed in. The attorney general has now weighed in. They say that they're going to do a probe. I'm not sure anybody's called the governor's office. I would encourage people to do so. Go ahead, Nick.
Second one, where's the local county sheriff?
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to disband the sheriff's department. I don't know where the local county sheriff is, but they have been trying to get rid of them because they say that they're unnecessary. The town is small. Like Alex said, it's black in most of the town. You know, there's not a lot of lights around. It's not like this is a 24/7 running city. Oh, this is a small, small area. What's the third question?
Third question is, I just don't understand how you can usurp the authority of a county sheriff, not under the Constitution.
Well, that's how you get rid of them, Nick. You just say that they don't exist and we need a privatized police force. Unfortunately, again, this is the new America. I thank you for the call. More calls after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them.
Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Words are ringing true on the bumper music, unfortunately, folks. I want to remind everybody that Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack Obama, drops October 21st. You can pre-order it now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. It's got a ton of bonus features, including Oath Keepers and Charlie Sheen's message to the president. Fall of the Republic documents how an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the U.S. economy by design. Leaders are now declaring that world government has arrived and that the dollar will be replaced with a new global currency. And we discussed the SDR unit earlier in the program. Folks, go get it now. Pre-order it today. You'll be the first to get Barack Obama, Fall of the Republic. All right, we're going to continue with your calls. We're going to take calls all next hour. If you want to talk about this Michael Hilton character, if you want to talk about the police state, if you want to talk about the H1N1 vaccinations, now's the time to call in. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex going to be joining us in the last 20 minutes of the program. Let's go to our next caller, Richard in New York. Richard, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason?
Yes, sir. Yes.
My name is Richard Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I am a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you may have some career opportunities at Prison Planet.
I'm not sure who we're hiring, Richard, but you'd have to check in with, like, articles at InfoWars or writers at InfoWars and check that out, show tips at InfoWars. I don't handle any of the hirings. You know, I sit here. I do my own thing. I'm working on a movie most of the time. I do the weekly radio broadcast. I sub in for Alex. I go on the scene of many of these organizations, but I do know that if you start submitting articles to writers and articles, you know, that's how Kurt Nemo got started. And Kurt Nemo, obviously, one of the premier writers for InfoWars and Prison Planet. I appreciate the interest. Let's go to Robert in California. Robert, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason, I want to tell you what a great job you did last night and a great job today.
Well, thank you so much.
But let me confirm exactly what you and Alex were saying, and I want to say that I have a friend. I'm not going to get into detail, but his spouse is in the Department of Immigration, and she's a higher up in the Department of Immigration in Washington, D.C. And she told him, because I called him today to warn him not to take the shots, and I told him about the mercenary camp, and he told me that his girlfriend has seen that they are giving citizenship to foreign mercenary soldiers fighting alongside the troops in Afghanistan and in Iraq, my friend. It confirms exactly what you and Alex Jones have been saying. At huge numbers where she is looking at it and seeing that it's disturbing her and she works for the government.
Well, it's in the thousands, no doubt. And remember, foreign troops on U.S. streets will be more apt to round up American citizens. They will be more apt to use violent force against American citizens. They will be less apt to rise up against the state because they look at this as their meal ticket, their way to a better life. So they won't care. I mean, I don't understand how people cannot get the fact that it is bad news to have a foreign
Foreign mercenary criminal. I mean, this guy Hilton, with 17 plus aliases, running a privatized detention center that's going to be training other foreign mercenaries and troops. Again, it's the end of America. It's mind-blowing. It's hard for me to understand. It's hard for me to conceive. Yet it's right in front of my face. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, taking your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.